Okay, good night. This past week's daf is daf mem zayin, Masechet Seiruvin. We're going to learn the piece of Gemara on daf mem zayin on beis. By the two dots towards the top. Mem zayin on beis. Before we start the Gemara, we'll just remind ourselves of the sugi that we're dealing with, the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei Amun Aleph. Let's turn back to the Mishnah just to get our bearings over here. We discussed this the last few weeks. The bottom Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amun Aleph. Mishi Yoshim Adarech V'Yodav Shech Sheikha. Person is sleeping, he's on his way, he's Bederech, away from his home. And at the time of Chashecha, time of Benesh Moshe, Zman Knias Ha'erev, he's sleeping. Nush B'dayte at the time. The Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Uri and the Chachamim, whether he's Kain Shvi'is or not. Rabbi Yochanan Uri says, Yesh La'apayim Am L'Chorot to Rabbi Yochanan Uri. Rabbi Yochanan Uri, the first Tana in the Mishnah, says that even though he's sleeping, he's Kain Shvi'is, he has his tchum, Baal Amis, the Mokum Shvisa, and the 2,000 Amis surrounding it. The Chachomim Eilei Laba Amis. The Chachom Og and the Chachom say, no, since he's sleeping, he's in Bidas, he's Eilei Laba Amis, he doesn't have his regular tchum, he just has the Baal Amis that everyone always has, even Yotzichut the tchum, has Baal Amis. Mishnah over here is discussing a person. A person who's sleeping, a person who's not bedaita at the time of the Knias Erev. The Gemara tells us, this was the sugya right away over here on Amud Beis there, that the root of the machlekes is not limited to a person, but the truth is that the shorish machlekes is really on cheftzei hefker, whether cheftzei hefker akonish fees or not. Cheftzei hefker, the Gemara talks about really could have been worse than a person. Morris says as far that by a person, that when he's awake, he has das, so that could be a reason why even when he's sleeping, he keep a bit off in Caleb. However, the Gemara tells us that we don't have this difference over here. And Rabbi Yochanan, who says in our Mishnah that he's koinish shvisa, is because he holds chef to hefker, a koinish shvisa. A chefetz, which has no bile at all, generally, chveitzim, they're nigar, they're drawn according to the tchum of their ba'al. Ba'al was ba'al das, he's kohen shvisa, and because they're owned by this person, so they get the din of his tchum. What about Caleb? They don't have any owner. That was the question more discussed. Chveitzim hefker, no owner. So these Caleb b'chal don't have any das to be kohen shvisa at all. They're totally void of any concept of das. That's really the basis of Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says that anything can be kohen shvisa. Das liknois is bechlau, not a condition in kneya shvisa. That's why the Gemara tells us over here that Rabbi Yochanan was chefze hefker a kohen shvisa. Chfeitz which have no owner, they're kohen shvisa. Which means that wherever they are, that's the Mokum Shvisa, and they have 2,000 Amos from where they are. Were someone later, Shabbos, Yontif, to come be Zayich in them, then you know this person himself, passed because he made an Erev, could really walk further, but these Kalim are limited. They have a Tchum. Kalim can't be taken further from their Tchum. That's what would mean a Kalim Akhain Shvisa. The Ram Shita in the Mishnah over there, they hold that Chefze Hefker are not Koinish Shvisa. That's really the basis of the Chachamim Shita over there. That's why they say that a person who's sleeping is equivalent to Chefze Hefker. His Das is not functioning to be Koinish Shvisa, so he's in the same category as Kalim, which don't have Das Likness at all. And this is one Shita, and there are one hole that Chefze Hefker are not Koinish Shvisa. Now, we spoke after the Mishnah talk about that the truth is that there's a Kula and a Chumra over here, meaning to say that as far as, let's start with the person is concerned, that's Mufurish in the Mishnah, right? If a person is not Kohen Shvisa, then he's stuck, right? That's the Mishnah says, you only have Dalet Amos. Not Kohen Shvisa, you have no Tchum, right? And you could only, he only has Dalet Amos. Come out of Chumrah, if you're not Kohen Shvisa. If you are Kohen Shvisa, then you have your Tchum, you have 2,000 Amos, so cooler. As far as Kelma are concerned, it works the other way. Sorry. That if Kelma are Kohen Shvisa, so they'll have that limitation that wherever they were, that Tchum is formed according to that. And if a person later comes by, a person can't take these Kelim to where he might have been able to walk, like we mentioned before. But if Kelim are not Kohen Shvisa, then what happens is that when the person is Kohen to them later on Shabbos and Yontif, then he can actually take them as far as he could go. Right? So, as far as Kula and Chumra is concerned, there's a difference between Adam and Kelim. Right? That's what we mentioned right away. And last week we saw that's Mefurish in the Gemara. When the Gemara talks about Paskin the Halacha. Right? The Paskin, like, by an Erevin. The Gemara talks about Halacha could be HaMekel by Erevin. We Paskin like the Mekel. So it comes out that even the Gemara says that that halach like Rav Yechem ben Uri, that a person that's sleeping is kind of shvisa, right? That's the halach as far as a person is concerned, because otherwise he wouldn't be able to walk. If he wasn't kind of shvisa, he'd be limited to dal amos. So a yoshin that's kind of shvisa, kind of Yechem ben Uri is a kula. However, on the other hand, that concerning Kelim is concerning Rav Yechem ben Uri Yishit, like we just mentioned, is a Chomru, because that means that the Kelim are limited to where they are. A person comes by and is cutting them on Shabbos and Yontif, he can't take them to where he might be able to walk. The Chomim Shita, who hold that Kelim are not cutting Shvisa, Benesh Moshes, and therefore their din is Kiragle Hazoicha, whoever comes by, is a Kula. So as far as that's concerned, we paskin like the Chachom, we'll go like the Yishit's Chachom. Right, we mentioned Tosis talks about whether it's a contradiction or not. Get involved in that right now. But that's the halacha that comes out.
This only applies to Heftzei Hefker.
So far, this is what we're talking about. Heftzei Hefker.
Yeah.
Heftzei Hefker. Now the sugi that we're going to discuss right now is the next step, right? Which is Heftzei Nochri. Chfeitzim, which belong to a goy. Right? This is a new question in this topic over here. That's why we wanted to review the background over here. And now we see this is the new piece that comes in. This is Agumar right over here. Okay? Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Mem Zayin on Beis. Some 8 lines or so down by the 2 dots. Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Gefalm Haloch, Chefzei Nochri, Ein Koinen Shvisu. Chefzei Nochri, Or not Kohen Shvisa. They're not. They don't have the tchum of where they are, and therefore the halacha is karagle hazoicha. Whoever comes by and if Yisrael has them later on, so there he can take them where he wants. The Gemara says like this: Leman. Who is he saying this in? Right, referring to the machlokes, Rabbi Yechem ben Uri, and the chacham that we just mentioned. The man, who is he making this addition and letting us know the din of Heftzei Nochri, Heftzei Blonto Nochri, and Nakhon Shvisa? Elen Rabbonon, if he means to tell us this in the Rabbonon Shita, like I mentioned before, as far as Heftzei Hefker is concerned, that's what we know about till now. The Rabbonon hold that Heftzei Hefker and Nakhon Shvisa. Rabbanon hold that Heftzei Hefker not Kohen Shvisa, and that he would be telling us that Heftzei Nochri, Chfeitzim, which belong to a goy, are also not Kohen Shvisa. That's what it means. Ilem Rabbanon, if he's saying it called Rabbanon Shita, that's fine. The halacha, it's good, it stims. But the problem with that is it's Pshita. That's simple. We don't need him to tell us that. Why? Hashto Heftzei Hefker, less Luhu Bailam, Ein Kohen Shvisa. The Gemara says that once we know that Rabbanon Shita is the Heftzei Hefker, they have no Bailam. Nevertheless, they're not kohen shvisa. Cheftzei nochrim islahu bailim miboy. Cheftzei nochrim, which have bailim, for sure, they should not be kohen shvisa. The Gemara is telling us over here that even though the halacha definitely makes sense what Shmuel is saying in Rabbanan Shita, that cheftzei nochrim should not be kohen shvisa ben hashmoshes where they are, that definitely is true. However, we don't need Shmuel to tell us that. Because that's simple. Once we know that Rabbanan Shita is the Chefzei Hefker, which have no owner, or not Kohen Shvisa, Chefzei Noch, which have an owner, or Goy, definitely not Kohen Shvisa. And this is just the Chejum that the Gemara says. But we see a Svara in the Gemara over here. The Gemara tells us there's a Svara in the Gemara, which the Gemara says that the fact that these Kalim are owned, and they're owned by a person who doesn't relate the whole concept of Tchumen, he's a Goy, Tchumen. So the fact that they're owned by him is all the more of a reason why there should not be, these Kalim should not have a Tchum. Chefzei Hefker are not related to a Goy at all. Right? So therefore, such thing over there, we could hear a question whether they could have a Tchum or not. But Chefzei which belong to Goy, there's more of a reason to believe that they should not have a tchum. So if the Rabbanan say even Chefzei Hefker don't have a tchum, so definitely Chefzei Nochri are definitely not any better as far as that's concerned. It shouldn't be any different as far as getting a tchum. So therefore, that's what the Gemara means to be saying, that when Shmuel says the halacha, Chefzei Nochri are ain kane in shvisa, that he couldn't possibly have been saying this in the Shitas Chachomim, because it's simple. We don't need him to tell us that. We would never have thought otherwise. Let's see the Rashi over here. This is what Rashi speaks out. You see the Rashi over here? Ein kainin shvisa.
Yeah.
Vaharehen kiragli kol odom. What does it mean, ein kainin shvisa? Whenever we're talking about kelim, if kelim are not kainin shvisa, it means that the first person, Yisrael, obviously, who is zoiche in them, they have the din of his tchum. That will be one din. And second of all, it would be another halach which comes out because of this, that they're not kohen shvisim is involved mechutz l'tchum l'toychei mut l'alichim l'chol ruach. Or else, let's say these kalim were a far distance away and they were brought, right, more than 2,000 amas, let's say, from where they were originally. So being that they're not kohen shvisim, so they're not considered out of their tchum, that they should be limited to Dalai Lamas. Right? They have no tchum, and therefore they could be taken to where correctly called them. So Rashi Baik, the Chefzei Hefker, this is the Chom Shita, the Ikla Meimar, Liknu Min Avshayim. The more thing over here, that Shmuel couldn't have been saying this halacha in the Shitz Chachom, because it's a Kavah Choymer, because it's posh to us that it should follow. That there is a possibility by Chefzei Hefker, the fact that they're not owned by anyone, so therefore it's possible to say that they should be kind of shvisa automatically by themselves. Nevertheless, I'm Rabbon and Dein Koinen, Rabbon holding not Koinen. It's Chefzei Hanochri, it's a Kriyashi Vaitem. The Istful Bam, they have a Bailim, Varehin Kemoison. Generally, the din is that Kalim are. Have the din of the Bailim. Bahrain Kemoisim, the Kalim all like the Bailim. And in our case, with Bailim Leslu Hushvisim, in our case, the Kalim are owned by a Goy. The Bailim don't have a Shvisim. They have no Shvisim in Homi Boy over here. So is there any question over here that the Kalim definitely should not have, should not be kind of Shvisim? So therefore, the Gemara is saying that Shmuel couldn't have, at this point, the Gemara is saying that. In Sfara, we don't see any reason why Shmuel should have to tell us this halacha in the Rabbanon. Elo, let's see Gemara further. Zok the Gemara, Elo, I'll leave the Rabbi Yechem Menuri. Must be that he's coming, if he's saying a chiddush to us, so the chiddush has to be in Rabbi Yechem Menuri. Become Ashmalon. And what he's coming to tell us over here, the family chiddush. Now, if Shmuel talking about Chefzei Nochri is going in the Shita according to Bechinuri, so what he's telling us like this: He's making a distinction between Hefti Hefka and Hefti Nachas, which comes out according to this. At this, Rav Menuri says that Hefti Hefka can shvison, that's only because they have no Bailim. Aval Hefti Nachrim, this little Bailim, loy. However, Hefti Nachrim, they have a Bailim, loy, it's not the case that they're not can shvison. So the Gemara at this point is saying that must be that Shmuel is coming to tell us that the Machlaikis between Rav Menuri and Avon is only by Hefti Hefka. That's the Machlaikis. However, by Hefti Nachrim, even Rav Yechem Ben Uri agrees that they're not kind of shvisa. The reason being is because they have an owner, and their owner are lav bnei shvisa ninu. So that's what prevents a Torah shvisa, a kniya shvisa, from happening to the kelim. The fact that they belong, they're meyuchas, they're related to a bailim, who the bailim is mufka, is totally unrelated to the concept of shvisa and tchum. And so that's what at this point is saying, that in Sfar it would seem to be that Shmuel saying this halacha according to Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri. And what comes out according to this is that what he's saying is that, like mentioned before, even though this machlek is about chefsei hefker, but chefsei nochri, there's no machlekes. No one holds the chefsei nochri are kind of shvisa. Even Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri, he says that chefsei hefker are kind of shvisa, but chefsei nochri are not kind of shvisa. Right? That's what we have to remember in the chesed which comes out over here. And at this point, the more in Sfar, that would seem to be that's what he's doing. On that, the Gemara is going to ask a question now. And the Gemara is going to show that according to what we're saying now, so we just said that even Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri, who argues by Hefte Hefker, agrees by Hefte Nochri that it's not Kohen Shvisa. So that means that no one holds that Hefte Nochri are Kohen Shvisa. Right? So that means we should not find any Mishnah, any Braisa at any place which says, which makes a inference that Hefte Nochri are Kohen Shvisa. If we're going to find such a Braisa or Mishnah, then we see that we're steering wrong. Because right? We just understood that Shmuel's din is in Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri, meaning to say there's no machlokes about that. That everyone agrees that it's not kohen shvisa. So the Gemara is going to ask right now a meisvei to show that we have a brayis over here, which there is a tana over here. He holds that chefzei nochri are kohen shvisa. Right? So therefore what we're saying, the way we're understanding Shmuel must be wrong, because what we're saying right now is making it that no tana holds like that. Okay, that's the more direction. Meis v'feti mura kashim. Rav Shimon lozer oimeh hashoyo kli manochri b'yomtiv. Someone who borrows a keli from a goy on yomtiv. V'chein hamashala l'nochri keli me'erav yomtiv. Similarly, let's say someone lent a goy his keli before yomtiv. V'hichsala b'yomtiv. And the goy gives it back to him first on yomtiv. Right, so it was by the goy. Ben Hashmoshet, that is man kniyas erev. V'ha'kelim v'ho'itzores sheshavsu b'soichatchum. And kelim and oitzores of peiris sheshavsu b'soichatchum, that Ben Hashmoshet, they were within the tchum. We'll have to see about that. This case over here is questionable, and we'll show you what this refers to. But we could, for our purposes, the first two cases are sufficient. What is it to say? Yeish lehen apayim am l'chol ruach. The Braisa over here says, Reb Shimon Lozer says, that yeish lehen apayim l'chol ruach, that they kohen shvisa, and then they only have 2,000 amps from all directions. So this Braisa seems to be saying, Reb Shimon Lozer, that chefzei nochri are kohen shvisa. Now what you see from over here is an important point. As far as when we talking about kelim, which they have the same tchum or din as their owner. What kind of ownership are we talking about? It means the one who's the real bailim. Over here, in this case, over here, we're talking about. The discussion over here has to do with borrowing a keli. Let's say in the second case, we definitely see stronger. A person lent his keli to a goy before Yom Tov, right? So, Ben HaShemoshes, the goy, the borrower, was by the goy. The goy first gave it back to him on Yom Tov. The halacha is that the kli is limited to where it was beforehand, even though the Yisrael owned it. All right, so you see, we see from this one of them, when we were talking about the Bailam of Kalim, it means the one who is in his possession for use, for shtamshus. That's what it seems to be over here. That's the din of the Bailam that we're referring to. We're not necessarily referring to the actual owner. Right? The one who has the use, the use of the thing, he's considered the Bailam as far as this halacha is concerned. Okay, but as far as the Gemara by us, what does it say over here? The first halacha that says, Shimon Elazar tells us that someone who borrows a kli from a goy, the halacha is, Yesh le'apayim am l'chol ruach. He has 2,000 amas. He doesn't say halacha, that halacha over here is karagle kol adam. Right? Which the Braisa seems to be saying that the chafetzim that are in the rishus of a goy are kind of shvisim. The second case also, Hamashle l'nochri keli me'av yomtiv, hizle b'yomtiv. The keli was in the reshus of the goy, ben hashmoshes. It was returned first on yomtiv. Again, the halacha is that it's limited. Yesh l'apayim am l'chol ruach. This braisa would seem to suggest that cheftzei nochri, all kind of shvisa, not obviously agav the bailim, because the bailim doesn't have any tchum. But they themselves, they have the same din, like Chefzei Hefker. The fact that they're owned by a goy, you see from over here, doesn't make a difference. It doesn't change things. The fact that they're owned by someone who he himself is unrelated to Tchum doesn't have any effect on the din Shvisa and Tchum from being Chal on the Kalim. Whatever you would hope, but by Chefzei Hefker, Chefzei Nochum have the same aloha. That's what it would seem to be from this Braisim. Let's see the last case in the braisa. V'nochon shehev leperis mechus letchum, harei zeh lo yazizim em koimon. A goy who brings peris from chutz letchum, again says that over here the halacha, once again repeated, lo yazizim em koimon, you can't move them. Em koimon over here, Rashi tells us, means dal ramas, but it's chutz letchum. That means that these peris were koine shvisa, even though they belonged to the goy. There was a kniya shvisa on the peris. Now, when the goy brought them from where they were, they're considered like kalim that are chutz from the tchum. And that's why the halacha is that they only have dal ramos leizis mem koyma. So Mora says as follows: Yam b'shalom kasav yich benur lechetzin nochri koine shvisa. It's only good if you say. That Rabbi Yechim Menuri holds that just like Chefzei Hefka Koine Shvisa, so Chefzei Nochre also Koine Shvisa, if you'd say like that, Haman Rabbi Yechim Menuri, then this price is Rabbi Yechim Menuri. Now let's just speak at this for a moment, that we find many times the Gemara does this, even though, I mean, this price is Rabbi Shimon Elazar, right? There's a Tana over here, right, in this price. So what does he have to do with us? But you see many times from the Gemara that the Gemara assumes that there's no new machlekes over here. If he were to argue, then he should have been brought amongst the original machlekes between Rabbi Yechim Menuri and Rabbanan to tell us about this, that he argues with them. So being that we only have these two shitas, Rabbi Yechim Menuri and Rabbanan, concerning the halachas of Shisa, so we have the right to assume that all the other tanaim which discuss it are going in these two shitas. That's why the Gemara is saying that according to what Shmuel says, Shmuel discusses Chefzei Nochri. Now, this is Chefzei Nochri. This is not the Gemara saying. We have a braisa over here which says that Chefzei Nochri are kind of shvisa. So if Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri holds that Chefzei Nochri are kind of shvisa, so it's good. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar is going in Shitas Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri. Eliyam, because Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri Chefzei Efka ain't kind of shvisa. But if you can say, like, we're holding right now, right, we just proved that Shmuel has to be going in Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri, and say even Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri agrees that Chefzei Nochri are not kohen shvisa. That's what I was asking. Well, if you say like that, Then you're stuck. How many? This price, so who is this? It doesn't come out like anyone. Because according to the way we just, last step we were holding, Shmuel told us, remember that's how the Gemara starts. Shmuel tells us that Hefzi Nochri are not Kohen Shvis. Question is, who's he saying? We didn't know who he's saying it. I think more worked out than he must be saying it in Rechim and Uri. He must be saying that everyone agrees that Hefzi Nochri are not Kohen Shvis. Right? That's how the Gemara does it. The Gemara is asking a question over here. Well, if you say it like that, then we stop, because this Brayis is not anyone, because this Brayis is saying that Hefzi Nochri are Kohen Shvis. So that's the basis of the Gemara's question. Right, that it couldn't, well, the way we're steering Shmuel's memra, that he's commented saying in Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that even Rabbi Yochanan Nuri agrees that Chavtzei Nochri are not Kohen Shvisa, then we're in trouble. Because this Braisa, which says that the are Kohen Shvisa, is not going to come out like anyone. So this Braisa would seem to suggest otherwise. This Braisa would seem to say that the Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and Rabbanan, concerning Chavtzei Hefker, is applicable also to Chavtzei Nochri. We view Chavtzei Nochri as the same din as Chavtzei Hefker, and therefore the same machlokes follows. If that were to be so, then this brayso will be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Just like the old Chavtzei Hefker Kohen Shvisa, so too Chavtzei Nochri Kohen Shvisa. Let's see the Rashi.
Question on the brayso. I understand that the case of Lo Yizaz and the Kohen with the payros. Obviously, that means that the Kohen Shvisa, the payros, the payros were Kohen Shvisa. The case before Alpayim Amma, if you borrow a rental guy and you bring it back, what's that mean? We also see from that that the Kenan by Goy because when he brings it back and gives it to, I lend a case to a Goy and brings it back to me, then what? It now has Alpayim Amma?
It has Alpayim Amma from where it was, Ben Ashmoshes, even though I might be able to walk further. Right, if my tum is different, or if I'm an Erev.
Because why? I lent to the goy when? After Ben Shmashos?
You lent it to the goy on Erev Yontif.
Erev Yontif.
So Ben Shmashos, it was in the possession of the goy.
Yeah, and now he brings it back. So where's the tum start from?
From wherever the papers were.
Not the case of Paris, the case before.
Or the Kaylee. Wherever the Kaylee was. The goy obviously has no bearing on this. Right, we look at these Kaylee as Chefzei. Chavtzei Hefker.
Yeah. Even though I gave it to the Goy? I'm trying to understand. So the first case is Chavtzei Hefker, and the second case are the
parents. No, in this price is all Chavtzei Nochri. That's how we view this.
That's what I'm saying. So therefore, if I lent it to the Goy on Friday afternoon, and I got it back on Shabbos, it has only Alpayim Amma. So what do we say? The Kalim by Nach is Kohen Shvisa?
Right.
So where does it start from?
Wherever the Kalim were.
At Ben
Shmashim. Right.
So what about the Peros?
The Peros is also going to be the same thing.
So why Lo Yizazon though?
Because they're out of their tchum. Ben Ashmoshes, they were down there someplace. The guy brought them to you here.
In the first case, it's not the same way?
No, they're not. In the first case, they're not out of the tchum.
And for the second case, it is out of the
tchum. It's out of the tchum, right.
Okay.
That's the difference between the two cases. The first case is it's still within the tchum of the Paris themselves. And the Brass is come to tell you that even though you could possibly walk further, you're limited to the 2,000 amis. The second case is that they were already brought out of the tchum of the Paris.
That's what the word Shishasa B'Sach HaTchum mean on the first case? That's what that means?
Kalim Vaitzaris?
Yeah.
That case?
Yeah, then it was Shishasa B'Sach HaTchum.
Okay.
I'm saying, how do I know that the differences between the two cases?
I mean, because we assume in the first case that there's no mention. In the first case, there's no mention of Chutz L'Tchum. The second case, it specifically says that it was taken out of Tchum.
Okay.
Right? Shehev le'peris mechutz L'Tchum. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see the Rashi over here. Look at Rashi. Hashoyel, you see this Rashi over here? Hashoyel keli min hanochri. Someone borrows a keli from a goy, uben yirei have it. You see the Rashi over there who has that small aleph in the Rashi?
Yeah.
Okay, Hashoyel Keli Min Anochri. This is the first case of Uben Irei Haven. He's a Ben Irei, right? So it's still in the Tchum here. The kli was lent to the goy before Yom Tov. Zok Rashi, v'kana shvitz etzel hanochri b'soich tchum ha'ir. And it was kind of shvitz at the time while it was still by the goy, within the tchum of the city. V'hakelim v'ha'oitzoris, sh'osom oitzem. I've seen other gemaras, they have a gear so that it specifically says that it's referring to, oitzoris refers to Paris. Paris or tfuah, which was stored in some way, which is piled up. Yesh lehen apayim am lecho ruach, v'afil hen shel hefker, even if they're hefker. Now there's a question over here in the Mishnah, we talk about this. Rashi seems to state, afil hen shel hefker, but we're not going to get involved in that. So this Tosis talks about over here. Let's just direct our discussion to the Gemara itself, what the Gemara has come to bring from this Braisa. Rashi continues, V'keli shekona shvi seitz lahanochri, v'hechziru lebailim, a keli which was kona shvisa by a guy, that means ben hashmosh, it was belonged to the guy, it was in the rishus of the guy, v'hechziru lebailim, v'irvu bailim mizrach lemayrav. And the bailim themselves, even though they're living in the same city, but the Baal, let's say, the owner, the Yisroel, had made an Erev to one of the directions. En yochel etzilam me'alpayim. Right, that's what the Mishnah means when the Braisa says, Yeshem alpayim l'chol ruach. That means they're limited to 2,000 amas, where of the keli, where it was ben hashmoshes. In the last case in the Braisa, we're talking about that a goy brings something chosat chum, means that the kelim, that the Paris were ben hashmoshes, they were someplace further on. The guy traveled and brought the kelim to you right now. Mm-hmm. Why the kana shvisa bim koyim? Because the kana shvisa where they are. V'harei yotzu chosat chum. If so, if the kana shvisa, so now they're yotzu chosat chum. V'ein hem ab amis. And they only have dal amis. After lezizim koyim, Rashi explains, means it's lavdafka, doesn't mean you can't move it at all. It means that they, Rashi explains that they have dalams. Even Kalim Paris have dalams. And that was the Braisa. Now the Rashi comes in explaining what the Gemara wants from this Braisa. The Gemara says that if we'll be to say that this machlokes of Yerichem Benuri, which they're talking about Chevsei Hefke, if that machlekes also applies to chevsei nochri, then we're okay. Hamani dikatoni chevsei nochri and shvisa. This braisa, which states, we see clearly from all the halachas in the braisa, that this braisa holds the chevsei nochri akon and shvisa. This braisa will be Rebbeinu Nuri. Now Rashi explains, claimer of Shimon ben Elazar libi Rebbeinu Nuri k'omra. Right, even though there's a tan in the braisa, when the Mor says Hamani Rebbeinu Nuri, what we mean to say, like we mentioned before, that Reb Shimon ben Elazar, even though he's a Tana over here, but the Gemara is not entertaining a possibility that he's a new Shita over here, right? He's going according to the Shitas of the previous Tanoim, which argued on this topic. So we would have a Shita that he's going according to. However, we were to say the way the Gemara is holding at this point, that when Shmuel said his halacha, even Reb Shimon agrees that Chef Sinoch are not kind of Shvisim, then there's no source for this price. Who's Reb Shimon Elazar going in? That's what the Gemara means to say. So therefore, the Gemara says that you have to start thinking the other way, right? But the problem with that was that if we were to say that really the same machlokes applies, and Shmuel is really talking in the Rabbanon, so what's Shmuel saying? That the Gemara is kasha pshita. What's he adding in the Rabbanon and Shita? So Shmuel that chevsei nochri are not kohen shvisa. I mean, of course, chevsei hefke not kohen shvisa. Definitely chevsei nochri not better. That was the Gemara's kasha before. Right? So that's the problem we're holding right now. Zok the Gemara. Let's continue the Gemara. Emt the Gemara lo'olam kosav habeich benuri chevsei hanochrin koinen shvisa. No, you're right. So from this braisa, we're forced to say definitely habeich benuri holds chevsei nochri a koinen shvisa just as chevsei hefker are. U'shmuel d'amar k'rabbonim. Shmuel must be saying in the shittas rabbonim. Udika am rabbonim pshita. And this that we had said before, why did we not want to say this before? Because we said it's pshita. It's simple. It's all the more so that chefze nochri are not kind of shvisim. If chefze hefker are not, definitely kind of chefze nochri are not. So it was simple. Shmuel wasn't telling us anything. I'll answer you. I'll tell you why it's necessary for Shmuel to speak it out. There is a reason to believe that things might have been different. Mal the same, right? What would you have said? You might have thought the following. That there's room to make a gzeira over here. Gzeira bailim dinochri. We should be gezer. We should make a takon rabbonon. A gzeira bailim dinochri or to bailim Yisrael. Definitely if Canaanites are owned by Yisrael, so they have a limitation, they have a tchum according to the bailim. So I might think that we should make a gzeira. A person would possibly might make a mistake and not differentiate between this owner and that owner. And therefore there will be room to say that Kalim, which are owned at all, right? Whoever the owner is, even by a nochvi, we should all give them the din a kniya shvisa. And whether a person shouldn't come to make a mistake and learn that kalim are not subject to that of their owner, because you know you see, if they're blown to a guy, a person not going to realize that because guy he doesn't have shvisa. That's why things are different. So there would have been room to say that we should make a gzeira that any time a keli had an owner, he'll have a tchum. That would be the best. That's what Shmuel's coming to say. That would not go easy. That's what Shmuel means to say. So that means like this, that Shmuel's coming from the other direction. There would have been a room to say that even according to the Rabbonim, that the Rabbonim say that chefsi hefka are not kainei shvisa, but chefsi nochir is the reason why they are kainei shvisa. Not because of the Nochir, but from the fact that they have an owner. Once they have an owner, there will be room to say that Chazal gave one general din, all Kalim which have an owner have a din Shvisa because of a Gzer Kamash Monat. That's what he's coming to say. Yeah? So we were holding right now, the Gemara was forced to say, Mikoyach this Braisa, that definitely Rabbi Yechim Menuri has to hold that Chefze Nochri have the same din as Chefze Hefker, that they are kind of Shvisa. And Shmuel has come to say, who says that Chefze Nochir are not kind of Shvisa, this isn't a Rabbanon. And the Gemara explains what the Chiddush in that is. Right? Even the Rabbanon hold Chefze Hefker are not kind of Shvisa, so the Gemara thought of saying that it should have been simple that Chefze Nochir are definitely also not kind of Shvisa. The Gemara speaks out what this special Chiddush over here is and what he's come to say, that there's no Gzeir. Let's see the Gemara further. Zot the Gemara. We'll see right now that there's a machlokes concerning this point. Rav Chiya bar Abba Omar b'Yechinon, Rav Chiya bar Abba says in the name of Rav Yechinon, Chefzi Nochri, Koinin Shvisa. They are Koinin Shvisa. Gzeira b'ayim d'nochrat b'ayim d'Yisrael. Gufa, because of this Gzeira that Shmuel said that we're not going to say, that's when it comes out, that Shmuel was come to say that there's no basis such a Gzeira. Rav Yechinon holds not like that. Rav Yechinon holds that we are goyzen.
Cool question.
Yeah.
This Amar Rav Yochanan, is this Rav Ben Nuri?
No. This is Rav Yochanan. This is an Amora. This is an Amora.
You're not saying, and Amora never says in the name of a Tana like that. Is that true?
This Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chibar Oven, and Rabbi Yochanan.
It's Rabbi Yochanan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, this is Rabbi Yechinen, who is the contemporary of Rav and Shmuel. Right, there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel over here.
Okay.
Right, machlekes Rav and Shmuel over here. In the Shittas Rabbonim, who the Rabbonim say that Chefze Hefker are not kind of Shvisa, what about Chefze Akum? And Rabbi Yechinen now over here is coming out, he's saying a Chumra. Right? That you know Chefze Hefker not kind of Shvisa, and if the halach is it's Kiragle Kol Olam. However, Chefze Nochri are kind of Shvisa, and therefore you're limited to wherever they were at the time of Ben Hashmoshes. And if the person, the Yisroel, who gets hold of them on Shabbos and Yontif, even though he personally might be able to walk further, but he's limited to where he could take these Kalim. Why? Because of a Gzeira. because of this. Machalik said Birchinan and Shmuel in this Gemara over here, whether according to the Rabbanon, there's a basis to make a gzeira not. Right, that's what comes out over here. Let's see one more piece of Gemara over here, which is the Hemshech of the Sugya. Hanu Dichri Ta'asu L'mevichesu. We had these Dichri Eilim, Rashi says, they were rams that were brought, the Goyim brought them to the city called Mevichesu. Sharluhu Ravo Livnei Mechuzo L'mizva Minayim. This was apparently on Yom Tov. And they had worked out some kind of deal, right, that between the Goyim and the Yidden, as far as buying the animals. Obviously, it was done, the buying was done in a way which was mutter. That wasn't the issue over here, Bechlau. The animals, right, to be used, right, to be shech, to be eaten on Yom Tov. So we had the name Mechuzah, right? Then Mechuzah was a different city that one could make an Erev and get from Mechuzah to Mevirchasa. These animals were brought from, we'll see, someplace further. They brought to Mevirchasa. So Rava gave a heter for the Bnei Mechuzah to buy them and to bring them back home. And that means that Rava was... We'll see anymore. I mean, he's obviously assuming that, like Shmuel, that we paskin that Heftzei, that the halacha of Heftzei Nakhon and Shvisa, and therefore, yeah, that's the kula, like we saw in the sugi before, like take them where you want. And therefore, he said that it should follow that therefore Heftzei Nochrim also have the same halacha. And therefore, the Bnei Mechuzah could bring them home because there's no tchum. These animals have burun kani shvisa. They're not limited to any tchum. Omle Ravina Rava. So Ravina tells Rava, "My daitich. What is your reasoning? The Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, chafsi nachen kani shvisa. It must be because you know the memra of Yehuda Omar Shmuel who said that chafsi nachen are not kani shvisa." On that he says, "V'hashmul Rabbi Yochanan, loch Rabbi Yochanan." Well, we know that there's a machlek of Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan, loch Rabbi Yochanan, v'amar b'chir ba'abba v'avnar Rabbi Yochanan, and it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, contrary to what Shmuel says, "Chefzei Nachri, ayek kain eshvisa, gzeir bandi Nachri, otu b'ayim Yisrael." The previous Gemara, there's a machlek with Shmuel. Someone argues on Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel, loch Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, they are kind of shvises that we should be dealing with them as if they came chuzat chum. So how will you matter the bnei mechuzah to bring it back with them? So Rava agreed. Rava, when he heard that, he was mekabel. He said, "Okay, you're right. So where I originally paskin was not correct. The proper psak is the following: Hod amar Rava." He said, "For the mechuzah who have to go back home and want to eat at home, I'm sorry, can't work because the kain shvisa like Rabbi Yochanan says." However, he says, "The bnei mevirchasa, the people who live in the town of mechuzah where these animals were brought, they could use them wherever they live. Right, it's fine. Why? The kul mevirchasa who kedal ames damyum." Because the entire city is considered like Dalam. So even though these animals, these Elim, are considered to have been brought Chuz Latchum, which the halacha is, like the Zizim Kami only have Dalam. However, he says that it'll have the halacha like we saw at the beginning of the Perek Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that someone's Yotza Chuz Latchum, Nochrim, let's say, bring a person, take him out of his tomb, they put him into a dir v'sar or a city. So even though the halacha is he has dalat amos, but if he's in an enclosed area, we'll see that's considered, the entire area is considered like one dalat amos, therefore he could go to the entire dalat amos. That's why he said over here, so therefore these rams over here, which were brought, They're definitely considered had to have been brought from Chutz Tchum, and they didn't go in Dal Amos. However, they're in the city of Mirchasa, and you have the din of the entire city. That's the halacha of Nasno B'divisar, Rav Gamliel Shit, we passed like Rav Gamliel, in the sugi before, I passed like Rav Gamliel, and therefore the entire year is considered Kedal Amos.
So what are you harder
against? Hadar means that he changed his psak.
Right, what was it? Before
originally his psak was that they have no tchum, and whoever buys them now, they get that person's tchum. Therefore, the Bnei Mechuzah could bring them back home, right?
So Bnei Mechuzah was within the tchum of
Mvirchusa, right? Okay. Right? If they made an erev, whatever it was.
Could keep them. And the psak of Lako, his second psak was the Bnei Mechuzah cannot take them.
Cannot take them. You can't take them out of the city. That's what he's saying. But within the city, you could. Really, you could, because the entire city has been of Dalet Amos. Let's see over here the Rashi. Look, Rashi. Lo'oilom Sova Krabiechen Benuri Hefzi Nochri Hefzi Hefshev Hoda Birchenan Benuri Varechen Muri. Fine. Shmuel Omele Eil Ein Kein Krabonon. The Amir Chefs the Hefin Kain. Fine. Okay, let's pick up over here this Rashi. Dichri. Eilim. Mevirchasa Shem Mokam is the name of a place. Mechuza is the Ira Smuchel Mevirchasa. It's a city which is near Mevirchasa. Besuch Dalapheim. Within 4,000 Amos, Mav Mizulazun. Therefore, by making an Erev, you could get from one to the next.
What's the 2,000?
I mean, there shouldn't
be 2,000. It's 4,000 Amos, right? But why 2? Did 2,000 overlap? Or was it, sorry? Why 4? I'm not sure.
Well, when you make your tchum, so then
each one goes 2,000.
If you make your Erev, so yeah. What you're doing is you're giving yourself an additional 2,000 amos in that direction, right?
So each side is going into each other's by 2,000, which is 4,000?
Well, let's say that they're 4,000 away, right? So if you wouldn't make an Erev, so you could just, you kind of shvisa here, 2,000 here, 2,000 here,
yeah.
Right? You wouldn't make it there. So you'll put an Erev over here, you would kind of shvisa. Now you have 2,000 amos here,
4,000
amos here, yeah. Right? Okay. Zogt Rashi weiter. The Mizah Minayu. So originally, Rava Paskin, that the Bnei Mechuza could buy from them, Va'aisinu L'Mechuza, and then they could bring them to Mechuza. Va'afal Pishavim HaNochrim Mechuz L'Tchum, even though the Nochrim brought them from Mechuz L'Tchum. So there's really like a double problem over here, right? You know, if they're actually chutz l'tchum, which is I'll leave the emes that it comes out, right? You know, you can't even bring them, you know, out of the city, right? You know, for sure not to mechuzah. That's what I'm saying. V'apish aviv menachem chutz l'tchum the kosovar. Why is it mutter at this point when Rav originally passed and he was thinking chefzi nochar in kain shvisa just like chefzi hefke. On that, he was told. Ravina told him that Rabbi Yechonon argues on Shmuel and there's a gzeira. And they have a din tchum, so he changed the psak. And when he said that the bnei mevirchasa could bring them home, even though they live more than 4 amos from the market spot. Why? Because the entire city is ka'ab amos. Kedisnab masnisen. Kedisnab masnisen. Holy chul ir acheres and osnu b'divasar. Based on what we saw in the Mishnah talks about such a case. If Nochrim took a person out of the tchum, they put him into an enclosed area. Paskin lela Amar Rav Halacha Krav Gamliel. The Machlokes we're not sure about this, but we pass like Krav Gamliel. B'divrei Saras Svina. V'adin li'ish yesh lo mechitzes. And similarly to a city which has mechitzes. Now the Rishonim point out over here, and Taisus talks about this, that it's clear in Rashi. That when, and we saw this in the beginning of the parak also, we made a mention of this, that the city, when we talk about the din of the city has din of kedalat amos, you see from Rashi over here, that's only provided that it has mechitzas around it. And even though we find in other situations, Tosfos talks about, Rishon mentioned about the ikar din tchum, right? There's a concept of, what we'll see, measuring the tchum is even the outskirts of the city, which are really after the wall of the city, also go into this city, also considered dalet amos. So for that halacha, you don't need to be mukaf mechitz. The fact that the city, it's one entity, that in itself is enough to make it Dal Amis. You see from over here that Rashi clearly says, that's the Shulam Madaik from the Mishnah over there, that Mishnah puts together a city, Dir Visar, that they have the same halacha that has to be enclosed. So for this halacha that we're discussing right now, that concern halacha of Yotzeh Chutz L'Tchum, which Chazal gave you Dal Amis, you have Dal Amis, and now there's halacha that an enclosed area is considered like Dal Amis, and if you're in a city, you have the entire city, that's only provided if the city is enclosed with mechitzas. And Tosfos goes to mention further that if that's so, then it'll have to be according to the conditions of Hilchos Mechitzas also, which means that we had in the sugi before that an area which is more than Beis Asayim, so it's not enough the fact that today there are mechitzas around it, but needs to be Hukas Saif Yosha, that the mechitzas have to have been there before, right, and has to be considered Hukas Ladir, right? Actually, you know, these two things work hand in hand. But the concept was has to be Hukas Ladir, right? That means that the Hekev is there for living purposes, right? And if not, then that wouldn't help you. So what the Tosfos says is that in an event that things are brought from Chutz L'Tchum, Tosfos tells us the conditions, because there really are other halachas concerning this. If you look in Tosfos, you see that, you know, if it's brought for a specific person, that person himself can't use it because it was brought from him. It was brought for his purpose, Chutz L'Tchum. But the others who could use it, then they could only carry that thing, the entire city, only if Itaka has proper mechitzas, that if it was hukuf ladir. So it's important that, you know, we shouldn't automatically assume that it's in the city. I mean, if there's no mechitzas, then for sure not. But he's saying, even if there is mechitzas, but you have to find out that whether these mechitzas are proper mechitzas. You know, definitely that it can have pirtzas and things. Right, so you know, in this situation, if some such a shah would come up, so you have to find out. I mean, most of our places on that are considered a muk of mechitzes. Right, so you couldn't use this heter according to that if something comes close to
the
town.
Around the town, that one.
So, I mean, you have to find out what kind of din that has, has. Mechitzas, yeah, an Erev, right, possibly could help for this din. That's what comes out over here. Now, just to point out one thing over here. I mean, there's a question in the Rishayim talk about this. I mean, the more over here seems to say that pretty clearly suggests that the halacha over here, is like we're saying, is like Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, which comes out of Chumrah, I'm saying now. Even though we saw in the sugi before the halach der hamekel be'eriv over here, right? So really, according to that cloud, really the halacha should be on the contrary, it's passing like Shmuel, who's mekel over here. Right? So Mishnayim speak out, and they give different explanations why either there's an exception over here, or this is not a contradiction, but just to point this out, that even though we mentioned before halach kliv hamekel be'eriv, but over here we definitely take on this chumrah as far as the machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon is concerned. That even though the halach is chefze hefker, we pais na gabonon anakon eshvis, and therefore they have the dim karagle kol adam, but the din of chefze nochre because of the gzeir that mevu in the gemara l'goyze b'alim d'nochot b'alim d'Yisrael. So halach is that they do have a tchum, and therefore we're limited to the tchum of the Bible.